Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to Series 2 of Table Manners, the podcast with me, Jessie Ware, and my dear mother, Lenny.
Hi.
There she is. The woman that has so much to say. But yeah, with a little squeak of a hi.
Hi.
Mum, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, darling. What do you mean back? I've never been anywhere. I've still been cooking for you.
How are you feeling? New series.
Pretty tired, darling.
What's new?
Been cooking for 2 days.
I know, we've got quite a few that we're doing this week. Yeah. So it's a bit of a full-time job, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
Are you still enjoying it?
I don't like it when I have to do a lot of cooking all the time. And I realise how easy my life has been when I don't cook so much.
When you don't see me.
Yeah, when I don't see you.
Well, sorry, we're back in business and we've got series two and it feels good.
And there's lots of exciting people
coming
on.
There's lots of exciting guests.
Yeah.
Who are you most excited about?
I'm very excited to meet Jay Rayner.
Me too.
I'm very excited to meet Ralph Little. Political... Exciting.
I'm going to maybe let you talk quite a lot
health
on that one.
Service. Maybe we should invite Jeremy Hunt to come.
Table
manners. So we're doing table manners.
He'd like news
Ralph
night.
Little, definitely.
Forget the food. Yeah,
Ralph Little has asked him now, maybe every day, to come and debate with him.
Oh my God, we should so invite him.
Don't you just write to him?
Maybe
just,
everyone will be disappointed when I'm like... Jesse, but do you like a hot dog or a burger?
But get,
He could even be listening now.
Who else have we got, darling?
Paloma Faith.
She's such a goddess.
Also, you know, I'm very interested to hear who you, the listeners, would like us to interview, and we'll try and go from there.
Have you sorted out Sadiq yet, Jessie?
Well, I thought I'd sorted out Sadiq, and then he became a bit of a celeb. So, we're still trying.
He told me he was coming on at your concert.
We have it pretty much. It was a verbal agreement. It was in the bag. This was back in September. So, we tried to get Sadiq on Series 1. He's been very busy, you know, being a brilliant mayor
He's
of London.
He's fantastic.
But he did say he'd do it. We'll just see where we go. We'll see whether we can get him on by the end of the season.
Because I want to talk to him about Uber.
Uber?
Mm.
Why do you want to talk
to make sure that it carries on in London.
Okay, well, Sadiq, if you're listening, we love you. We still like you to be on this podcast. We forgive you for missing the first brilliant series of Table Manners. And we just we'd love to hear from you, Sadiq. Sending love. So the guest for our first episode of season two is a person who is responsible for I think two of my best songs. He is very well known. He's very talented. He is the nicest guy. He is called Mr. Ed Sheeran, and we are so excited to have stolen some of his time with him and been able to have him to interview for Table Manners. Mum, you've met Ed before.
Yeah, he liked cucumber.
For Ed, what have we decided to cook, Mum?
Well, this has been tricky because we've got, had to do it at the studio, so it had to be something that would travel. So I made a sausage casserole, but I did buy the best sausages you could possibly buy. And I kind of made up the recipe a bit. I added a few bits, which I think worked. I think it was quite spicy. And Alex has made his triple threat.
Alex, my brother, if you're just tuning into this new series, Alex featured in the Clara Amfo episode, making a beautiful spotted dick.
Sticky toffee
Same
pudding.
Thing.
No, it isn't. Spotted dick's got raisins in it. That's why it's called spotted dick.
Why is it the dick part?
Well, dick's nothing to do with it. It's named after a man, Dick. Spotted Dick. But it was sticky toffee pudding he made with toffee sauce.
Sorry.
He's very good.
He's very good. He's been away travelling soul-searching for 4 months. But obediently come
back. God, he's back.
To be the pastry dessert chef. So he's given us triple threat chocolate brownies.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Let's go.
Yeah.
We are here in St. John's Wood at Rack Studios. We're not at Mum's or mine, but it's because we've been working. We've got my dear friend to work on a Sunday, Mr. Ed Sheeran. Thank you so much for being here.
How you doing?
I'm sorry that we're not at Mum's. You have been at Mum's before for a dinner.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, we're in a communal kind of kitchen.
It's called a recreation room.
There's a billiards we could play and ping pong.
Jukebox on.
Now, this has kind of affected the menu for today. Mum, don't look so disgusted.
I think it's affected it a lot.
No, it's just we've had to think. It's not your kitchen. It's been transported. I have to say, I really wanted to do your favourite dish, carbonara.
Oh, vodka rigatoni.
Vodka rigatoni.
Yeah. You know, I actually have a T-shirt from there that they made me because I ordered 6 bowls of it and poured it all into one bowl. And then the waiter looked at me and he was like, "You're not going to do that." And I was like, "Watch me." And he kept coming back every sort of 5 minutes to check up on me. And then at the end of the meal, I finished and then ordered 2 slices of cheesecake. And he was like, "Respect." And then next time I went in, they'd made me a T-shirt. But some
what did the T-shirt say?
It was like a picture of me with the bowl and it said, "I've completed the carbone challenge."
Which restaurant is this? It's this Italian restaurant in New York that our friend Benny Blanco introduced
Someone's beaten the challenge, though. They've eaten 8 bowls.
Shut up.
Yeah. 6 is pretty impressive. And I'd had a curry about 2 hours before.
Mate, you need to go back there and reclaim your title.
Yeah.
You'd better not. He'll die before he gets married. I'm telling you.
But it is a good pasta, but I'm sorry. I also thought I wasn't going to do it justice. So instead, we have come to St. John's Wood with, as per usual, I didn't do anything.
You can cook, though.
I can cook.
Yeah, but your mum's just really good at cooking.
She is good. But
I enjoyed the meal you made for me when I was at the house. Yeah.
I remember you eating a lot of cucumber. said that's my favourite. I made a cucumber salad.
Cucumber with anything. Like that's.
I think you had cucumber and ketchup, Ed.
I think I did. cucumber and ketchup can make any meal great. Anything. Yeah. You just stick it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, today we have
your daughter.
What, my daughter?
Cucumber and ketchup.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's her diet. What have we got today, Mum?
We've got a sausage casserole.
Cool.
Made with ginger pig sausages and some mashed potato, which you probably can't eat. We'll let you have a little bit.
Awesome. Why can't you eat it?
He's trying to watch his weight.
Mum, so are we, but we decided to do a food podcast, didn't we?
No.
No, it's not. It's not. I had a insurance thing for tour, and he just told me I had to drop a bit before tour.
That's terrible.
Dates back to when I broke both my arms. I think there's a lot of stipulations now in insurance, and
they're better.
That's not because you drunk bottles of wine.
Well, yeah, but I think he's like for your heart, you have to like calm down on the wine and the fried food.
Do you like fried food?
I love fried food. Yeah, I eat a lot of fried food.
Why?
Actually,
what,
that's kind
do you eat
of. Do you know what? I have a night where I'll get a baked camembert and bread, and that'll be the starter. And then the main, my friend Dan makes this thing called Tornadoes Rossini, which is
gorgeous.
What is that? It's Wagyu steak, Wagyu fillet, and they put duck liver pate on it and truffle, and then like
it's
gravy,
divine.
And then you have dauphinoise potatoes, basically. And then you drink
that's a heart attack.
As much wine as you can.
Fabulous.
And how's it going for you?
Well, then I went to the doctor and he was like, "You can't do that. Stop doing that."
Are your arms completely better?
Yeah, they're fine. They're healed now.
That was awful.
It was pretty bad.
Did someone knock you off your bike?
No. I don't know where that story came from. I was cycling to the pub with Cherry in Suffolk, and I used a mate's bike that had, like, he called them suicide brakes. So they're basically like really strong brakes, but I didn't know.
Oh, so did you go right over?
I went over, yeah, down the hill.
Oh, shit.
And then cycled to the pub because no one really believed that I was hurt.
Did you know?
Cherry, did you not believe he was hurt?
Oh my
god! Himself together. I love
but
you.
Did you know they were broken straight away?
No, because then I went to the pub and had fun and everything. But it was I woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning and was like, "Cherry, we need to go to the hospital." And then I drove myself to the hospital. And then when I got to the hospital, they were like, "You can't drive back." So Cherry's now insured on a really nice car.
Sorry, just to acknowledge Cherry, Ed's beautiful fiance, but also a fabulous woman, is just here trying to work. Like, bless her, she's come along to something that Ed and I, we were recording here at studios, and you've kindly come to kind of work, I say, kind of. But we're going to try and give you brownies instead. Mum, what is for pudding?
Your brother, the boy
is back in town.
Thank God. Alex has made triple threat chocolate brownies.
Is that three different chocolates in it?
Yeah. Oof. With white chocolate on the top.
I mean,
yeah.
When have you had a munchie? The last time you had a munchie?
Oh, the sweet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no, haven't had one.
Yeah, he's...
I had a dream about a Lion Bar last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, how did it turn out?
Lion Bar.
They'd made a huge Lion Bar into a ice cream that you could eat.
I love that this is what you were dreaming about after you went to see your doctor.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah, he said, "I only have to do it until I'm on tour." And then
you can go back to the fried food.
Well, not... I mean, yeah.
So, hon, when you say you like fried food, like, apart from, what was it called? Torpedo's Rossini?
Yeah. Tornado's Rossini.
Like, what do you love?
Kebabs.
What kind of kebab?
Well, I got it off a meme, but my motto is, why have abs when you can have kebabs? Which I think is... I like... Do you know what? I do like sheesh. I do like a healthy sheesh.
Yeah, but a sheesh is a compromise.
I love a filthy doner in a wrap.
What makes it filthy? Just the
well, like, you know, meat. there are some really nice kebab shops in... Like, me and Cherry have one really near us that's like, you know, basically like a gastro kebab, like a really, really nicely done. But no, it's
doesn't
more...
hit the spot as
yeah,
much,
it's though. More the ones where, yeah, you kind of... You know, it's been sitting there for a while.
I know, it's sweating.
Yeah. Are you worried that when they reheat, because it might have been 8 days old in the middle?
But you don't ever get it sober. It's more of a like, yeah, I don't know.
What was that story that I heard about Donna, that they found like flies or maggots in the middle, in the core?
You're really putting me off it now.
No, I still have eaten loads of Donna since then.
They heat them and then they go cold. They heat them and then go cold. I think if you're going a bit busy, Donna, I prefer shawarma.
Yeah.
I love and gyros in Greece.
But if I'm going junk food, it's probably going to be curry, though.
What do you order on a curry?
See, I always try and mix it up a little bit. I usually get a butter masala, but get them to put it in vindaloo sauce. So it's got spice, but a little bit of butter in it. And then I'll get...
I didn't even think to ask. So you switch it up.
I'll do half and half as well if they do that. You know, and it's half chips, half rice. It's fucking amazing.
I didn't even know about half and half. Did you know about half and half? That must be a Suffolk thing.
Yeah, you can say half and half, and then they have chips and rice.
So you're from Manchester. You have chips and curry sauce, don't you?
Yeah, we have curry sauce on our chips.
But it's not really curry sauce like.
Is it bad? I know this is like a food podcast that we're not talking about anything that is like refined palate.
No,
this is what I want to know. I want to understand.
Jesse
the way
will ask
you eat.
Next. What your family used to eat? Did you all eat rum? Sorry, you ask it then, Jesse.
You do it, Mum. It's your podcast too. You are the star of the show.
We never had Sunday roast. We always had tomato soup on a Sunday, weirdly enough.
Why?
It was never, I don't know, we just never had a Sunday roast. So now, like, with Cherry's family, we're in the tradition of having roasts.
But hold on, so on a Sunday, would you be like, oh, yes, it's tomato soup?
Well, no, because I was vegetarian until I was about 11. So I
really?
Didn't, yeah, and my brother's still vegetarian. It was actually my grandmother who tricked me into not being vegetarian because she gave me a bacon sandwich and I said, "Is it vegetarian?" She said, "Yes." And I had it and I was like, "Oh, that was wicked." And then she was like, "It was bacon."
No wonder you love doner kebabs.
Yeah.
Making up for lost time.
Yeah, well, I just had a like childhood of eating Linda McCartney sausages and corn.
Are your parents both veggies?
No, I don't know why. I don't know why I was veggie. I just brought up veggie.
But I think that lots of kids when they get to that age of like when they understand. I remember like, I was a vegetarian for about a week, wasn't I? Because we like pigs. I was like, oh, they're so cute. I don't want to eat them, even though we didn't eat pig. But I think you, I don't know. Was it because you liked animals a lot?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I do try. We do. Me and Cherry do try and get stuff that isn't like bad, and you know, like stuff that's actually free range. And because we, I mean, we come from the countryside, so we know exactly where it comes from and the farmers that do it. So I think, yeah, I think if you know morally where stuff's from, it's easier.
You're from Suffolk.
Yeah.
So I know Suffolk and Aldborough for excellent fish and chips.
Really good fish and chips, yeah.
Like, did you eat that a lot when you were...
Yeah, that's actually, like when I'm home, I try and go there once a week. That's like...
Try and go there once
a week. I'm trying to go to the gym once a week. It's like, I try and go have fish and chips.
No, yeah, and we go to... they do great beer in Suffolk as well. There's this really new, not new, it's been there for a while, brewery called Elstone Brewery. And they do, it's just like local pub beer, but it's just great. It's like thick, thick, chewy beer.
Is that like an ale?
Yeah, but like warm.
Stout.
Warm ale with no fizz. Love it.
Warm ale? I'm not a beer person.
No,
I don't really
I don't understand it.
Don't get it. I think like Guinness.
I think you forced yourself to do it. Because I remember like my dad drank beer. So I was like, oh, it must be cool to drink beer. And I hated it. And then I just drunk it and drunk it and drunk it and drunk it. And then one day you go, oh, I quite like this. Same with red wine. Same with mushrooms. Never really liked them. Quite like them now. Hummus. Can dig that now. Never liked that when I was younger.
That's so funny.
I think your palate just changes, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think if I keep on like ramming when you celeriac chips down my daughter's...
No. I'll never like kale though.
Why?
No.
I don't know. I just can't.
Me
I can't,
too.
Can't do it. Can't
I hate it.
And beetroot. Nah.
Love beetroot. But if
maybe you haven't had beetroot... correctly.
No, I've had like
every form of malted, like vinegar in
yeah, all of that fried
beetroot.
Chips as well. You can have
you don't like them. No?
No, I don't. But I do like fried food. There's a brilliant fried chicken shop in East London called Clutch.
It is good.
It is good.
And I remember like Benny Blanco. So just to kind of explain, Ed and I met through Benny Blanco, but we had lots of kind of mutual friends before that, but we met through Benny. He's a dear friend of ours. And Benny, I remember being like, yo, so have you heard about this place, Clutch? And I was like, yeah, it's down the road. Like, and but you're obsessed with it.
We go, it's, yeah, Cherry and I use it
fried
as a kind
chicken.
Of date spot.
No,
yeah.
You love fried chicken.
I
though,
love
but
fried
Mum,
chicken.
It is good. They
Kentucky
do like a
fried chicken. Is
they
it
do like a soy, like they'll
it's
do
all
like...
all sorts of... And we took a vegan there the other day, and they had... Would they have deep fried cauliflower or something that she was bang into?
Can I ask, so back to tomato soup Sundays.
Yeah.
What would you have it with? Would you have
an entire loaf of bread?
Oh, right.
To myself.
And was it homemade tomato soup?
No, it was Heinz. And it would be Hovis, best of both.
I rate your mum. She's like, that's what you're getting. I love
no,
that.
No, no, no. She was. It's what.
Is
it's
your
what
mum a
she
good
grew
cook?
Up with. Yeah. She, you know what she can do? She can do certain things really well.
She's a good
well.
Hostess.
No, she can do certain meals really, really well.
What can she do?
But she's got a very, very... Which I got her a new oven because it was just ridiculous. But she had a talent of burning, completely charcoaling the bottom of a pizza, but having the top of it perfect. And I just don't know how that can happen in an oven.
Probably
like
the
it
oven
would be like
wrong.
Be like inedible, but look perfect.
So it's the oven's fault, obviously. Has it carried on since you've got
no,
the new
no,
oven?
No, I kind of dug myself a hole there because I was like, I will get you a new oven, and then it's turned into a new kitchen, and then an extension, and then you know, like it, yeah, I kind of dug myself a hole, but yeah, it's lovely.
And is your dad a good cook?
I actually bought my dad's cooking lessons for Christmas because
who did you go with?
Just a local guy.
Oh, nice.
Just a local guy who's going to come and teach him how to do like gastropub food. But he's always. I hope they don't mind me talking about them. He's always loved cooking, but he only really knows how to make a cottage pie. So I've got him a cook to teach him how to do proper stuff.
I remember you in your house. You have in the kitchen. You have grub. Like I feel like you had like a sign that
oh,
says grub.
House, yeah.
So you like it sounds like you like what? Well, yeah, grub. It's like home cooked. You quite like kind of hearty food. Like
yeah,
you and your dad.
I like anything. My nickname is Two Dinners Teddy. So anything anything that really like fills you up. So if I go to a pub, I mean I can't anymore because well, I can after I've sort of like. Took care of myself for a little bit, but I'll go and get bangers and mash, but then also probably fish and chips, and then I'll put the chips in the mash, and then
boy after our own heart, Mum,
have it on the side, and it will be like a triple dessert thing. So you're the triple threat brownies. I'll get like three desserts. Because desserts are usually quite small, aren't they?
But do you share them?
No.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely not.
Oh, interesting. So I usually get three spoons.
I'd rather buy you a portion of chips than you take my chips.
Oh, my God.
It's a weird...
We can't go out for dinner then, babe.
No, we can.
No, because I like to share.
Yeah, so
and
I'll
then
just...
I like to share aggressively, so I eat all of somebody else's food.
But I'll just get you exactly the same plate.
No, Jessie, so you, can have exactly you don't what I share. Have. I don't. Never share a meal with Jessie, because she eats quicker than anybody else in the room.
I would eat quicker than you, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm like disgusting with how quick. And now that I've got a kid, I eat even quicker. Like, it's disgusting.
When we,
Cherry's gone
yeah,
to do work.
When we were we went away and we had this guy cooking like these really fancy meals, but they're like quite small portions, and it would be like one of the things that you'd savour. But I'd just like scoop it up and have it in one.
I know, yeah, I know. Like tasting menus, it's like it's a moment on your lips, isn't it? And it's like, can I have a few more mouthfuls of that? You went on a really big trip with Cherry, didn't you? Like you went travelling.
Yeah.
Did you eat amazing food on this?
We ate the weirdest things. Yeah, there was this one thing.
Were you adventurous?
Iceland. What was it called? Black Death. It's fucking horrible. It was a rotten shark that they piss on and leave in the ground to rot a bit more, and then you drink it with a shot.
Why would you eat that?
Because they said it was a... I actually think they do it to take the piss out of the English, because they say it's a local delicacy, so you go... what else? I mean,
was it disgusting?
Oh, yeah, it was really bad. But there was there's some other really great Icelandic delicacies that we had. We had great stuff in Japan, great stuff in Ghana. They had a thing, they have a breakfast called wachi, which is like spicy rice and egg. Really good.
Why did you choose Ghana to go to?
Because I had a few ODGs, a musician I know, and I knew that he lived there. And he's always saying, come to Ghana. And then one time I just called his bluff and said, all right, we'll come. And then, we had a lot of fun. And, like, culturally, it's so vibrant there. The music's, like, so amazing. Mm. All the musicians are so amazing. And it's just you're kind of... They invited us in, and, yeah, it was really nice.
Does Cherry cook?
Cherry cooks really well, yeah, really well. But her mum and dad cook really well as well.
Okay, are they foodies?
Well, they will do an entire Sunday roast every Sunday, and someone will do like the meat, someone will do the vegetables. So, you know, it's like.
Do you want me to put some food on?
I wouldn't mind.
Bless, I just have to explain. So Ed's been doing me a favour. So I've already had him working, and like, bless him, he came and he was like, I just want to have some food, just a quick snack. Like, I just want to have a little green bean. I don't think you even got to eat your green bean. So
I did.
So, okay, well...
When I went to the toilet.
Okay, perfect. But, like, mum's trying to work... It's when it's not your kitchen, it's difficult. We're trying to work the microwave. But, yeah, Ed's also going out for dinner in about an hour. So, bless him, he's going to have, like, the smallest portion.
No, I'm all right.
Take some home.
I've been having porridge for breakfast because they say it fills you up in the day, but it does not fill me up at all.
What would be your last supper, death row meal?
I honestly think it would be Aubrey fish and chips. It would be scampi and chips with battered sausage.
Oh, you do scampi and chips?
Scampi and chips with a battered sausage. Fish, do you know what? The fish from fish and chips is just, it's a bit too messy to eat. Like, it just goes everywhere.
Yeah, it does.
Whereas scampi, it's like bite-sized, sausage is bite-sized.
I find scampi quite, like, slimy.
Fried scampi? No.
But I like the mushy peas. Do you have the mushy peas?
Yeah, do you know what? I would have mushy peas in a pub, if it's a pub lunch, fish and chips. But I just don't see...
But this Aubrey place, you'd just have the scampi in the
battered. Just because I'd eat it on the beach, and you need stuff that you can eat with your hands.
Fair
and
enough.
You can't really eat mushy peas with your hands. I guess you can dip, but...
Okay, what's your pudding?
My pudding? Oh, apple crumble or profiteroles, or both.
Ooh. Sam Smith said he'd have the whole of the fish and chip shop.
The whole of it.
For his last meal. Basically, he was going to have all of it.
Well, I would do that. Do you know what? I'm with him on that, but I think I'd have to have a starter of, like, a baked camembert. Is it? I know that's quite a weird...
No, why?
Yeah, probably a baked camembert.
With garlic infused?
No, what? The little rosemary things, yeah. Mm. And then I'd finish with a cheese plate.
Oh, my God. You got a double cheese?
Yeah. And then drink wine in... In between, I've started like knowing what wines are like now, because usually I just drank anything that was there. But like,
well, I feel like we can talk about this wine that we had. So Ed and I were both doing Hootenanny, Jules Holland's Hootenanny, this year, and Ed, you got a very fabulous bottle on your rider.
I think there was two.
Fuck off, was there?
We had two.
Did we? Oh, that's why I was so bloody hungover. So, can we tell the story where you found out about this amazing wine?
I was doing Global Citizen Festival in New York, and I got invited back to this house. I played with me and Beyonce had done a duet, and I went back to this house with loads of people, and it was owned by this very, very, very wealthy man. And
how long ago was that?
2015, and they were all drinking this thing that they described as Jesus juice in these like really like huge glasses. And I found out what it was, and have started buying it.
So it's basically a very delicious, rather expensive red wine.
Yeah, it's like
how much is it per bottle?
I don't know. I think I've. Do you know Vivino? Have you got that?
Oh, what, the app?
Yeah,
I need to get on that. Because loads of my friends use it. Do you use it?
No, but the guy that who I tour with, who gets the wine, uses it.
That's such a good idea on tour.
On Vivino, you can find it for about 60 to 70 quid.
So with this wine app, I thought it was like people go, this is a really delicious, has notes of vanilla and blackcurrant, and they just like photograph the thing and then put
it
up.
It's just knowing price ranges. It's either that or you get like a Chateau Neuf de Pape from Tesco for like 15 quid.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I've drunk enough Chateau Neuf de Pape, but I remember somebody cooked with it on Come Dine With Me once and used it as their jus, and I thought
cooked
that was a bit
it?
Yeah, and I thought that was a bit OTT. They didn't win.
That is a bit OTT.
I thought it was a bit overzealous. But yeah, we got really pissed on this wine.
Good wine.
Because you'd had a Nando's before, but I hadn't eaten, and it was like a bit like a New Year's Eve party, but you had to leave and go and get a, what was it?
What did I do?
You went and got an OBE or something the day after?
Oh, MBE, yeah.
MBE,
I got an MBE,
sorry.
The next day, yeah, so I had to behave myself. Two bottles of wine
that?
Isn't really behaving yourself.
Did you meet the Queen?
No, I met Prince Charles that day.
What was he like?
The Queen was an interesting one, because when I met her, so my mum and dad have this picture of me shaking the Queen's hand, and she's like beaming, like really smiling. And
how old were you when you met the Queen?
20.
So
no,
since
21.
You've been Ed Sheeran, in the pop star.
Yeah, 21. Okay. And but like I just remember, because she didn't really have a clue who I was, but like in the split second, I think like someone must have said something and she smiled and they have a picture. So she looks delighted to meet me. But at the time it was like, oh, this is Ed who does music. She was like, oh, cool.
Right.
But yeah, but it looks like she's delighted.
But she was lovely?
Yeah, nice
I'm
enough.
Completely obsessed with her now because of the crown.
Oh, can I have another sausage?
Yeah. Oh my God, I love this. Yes! Perfect. Mum, did you put chorizo in it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is banging.
Look.
That looks great, by the way. It's basically bangers and mash, but in cool sauce and good sausages. You know, it's not like Richmond sausages.
No, it is not Richmond sausages.
Do you like Richmond sausages, though? I
mean, how is this?
It's really nice, Mum.
It's really good.
Well, this is kind of home-cooked, grubby kind of food.
This is exactly what
I
wanted.
Does Cherry want some? But
she'll probably have some, yeah.
Okay, good.
Cherry has this weird ability, because she does sport as well as her finance job. So her metabolism is mental. So she would we'll go out for
I envy those metabolism
we'll go out for a nice meal and get like a huge curry somewhere, and then she'll come back and order a Domino's and eat all of it.
I hate her so much.
The food is really good. There's,
do you think it's worth the money for the sausages?
Yeah.
Because they're the right size. You know, like the usual sausages are like half
Alex
the size of this.
Said they were too big. But I thought they were the right size. You didn't want little chipolatas.
I hate
you?
Going and getting bangers and mash when they're about the size of your thumb. I went to a German Christmas market and they were doing sausages. And they were doing sausages about twice the size of this, but they had like a tiny little hot dog bun that they put them in. So it was like
hanging.
That's what you want, right? Because you don't want...
I don't know. I kind of want a bun that fits all
Why?
The sausage.
Why? Really? The bun's the least exciting bit.
They're the best hot dog I've ever had, and I hope it's still there. And no one does hot dogs like it. Is Ipswich Town Centre? There's a little hot dog stand of a guy that, and it's probably not the best meat. It's probably not the best.
No, definitely won't be. But yeah,
no,
go on.
Oh, mate, they're so good.
Why are they so good?
I hope it's still there. I don't know. It's just Americans boil their hot dogs in, and they're like pink. And this was like a sausage like this that he kind of puts on the grill, and then he grills up onions, and then he puts it all in like really really white. Cheap bread, but like good white cheap bread, and then you cover it in mustard and ketchup. I don't know, I just love it.
When was the last time you had one of those?
The last time I went in Ipswich Town Centre, which would have been, do you know what, I learned to drive in Ipswich, but I never went, I haven't walked the high street since I was probably 18, maybe 19.
Did you learn to drive quite recently?
I learned to drive in 2015, because I thought this is ridiculous. I live in the countryside, and I have to call my mum to get me to give me a lift somewhere. And I just felt a bit weird about it. So, I learned to drive. And I actually failed my first test because my mum rung my phone To ask whether I'd passed, and I picked it up while going around the roundabout.
You didn't.
I did, yeah.
No.
I was going around a roundabout and I picked it up, and I was like, "Mum, do my test now, sorry." And then after seeing her put it down, I was like, "Oh,
that
I shouldn't have done that."
Major, not a minor.
Yeah. Yeah, and the guy said I just instantly failed then.
Would you have passed otherwise?
I don't know, probably not. It's all about checking mirrors and stuff, isn't it?
I mean, I thought wearing perfume.
I'm going to have one more sausage. I'm sorry, I really like it.
What did you call yourself? Triple?
Two dinners teddy.
Two dinners teddy, but we're on three sausages. I love this. This is how we like our guests, Mum. We like them to go for seconds. When we offered Loyal Khan a chicken liver, he didn't go for seconds. He didn't even finish his first bit, so...
He didn't understand it, really.
No, chicken I think liver. He did understand it. He understood that he didn't like it, Mum.
Do you know what? I've never been able to find kidneys or liver. I once had cow tongue in Japan, and it was just... I don't see the point in that.
No, I don't really get the point of steak and kidney pie.
No, it's the flavour.
No,
this is really great,
you.
By the way. I really like it.
Good.
Really tasty.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I fall in love with certain chefs. Is there any chef that you kind of could watch?
You love Tom Kerridge now.
I love
Jamie,
Tom Kerridge now.
Jamie Oliver for me.
Yeah,
just because it's not... Do you know, I love fancy food. I love Michelin star stuff, but Jamie is just like,
he's a cook.
This is good. Yeah. This is going to fill you up. This is like, I lived off 15-minute meals when I was a student. I was never really a student, but I lived a student lifestyle. And it just.
What did you make?
Usually just pasta and stuff. Mm. Cheese.
Who does Marmite pasta?
Oh, I had Marmite chips the other day, right?
Oh,
you're
yeah,
joking.
It's a place called, and they've taken it off the menu, but if you go in with a Marmite pot, they did it for me. But it's called Steak.
You brought your own Marmite?
No, I just went next door and bought one. It was in, what's it called? It's in Tooting. Meat Shake. And they did Marmite chips, but the guy said they never sold, so they took them off the menu. And I said, "Well, would you make them for me now?" I went and got a little pot of Marmite, and they made it.
Yeah, but I think that's because you're Ed Sheeran, babe. Not because, like, I don't think they're going to go and. Mum walks in, she goes, "Hi, I've got a food podcast. Will you do?" I don't think it was because it was you, but I'll try my luck. Sod it.
Yeah, I might have another one.
Love you, Ed. We're on to number four.
Does that? But no,
do
but this
it.
Is this
do
is
it.
This is why the doctor says I have health problems because I eat too much.
I want to know, just because I'm doing my rider for my tour coming up. What do you have on your rider? What's a really good thing to have on the rider?
I always thought it'd be quite... I haven't really done it, but I thought it'd be quite cool to have a postcard, especially if you've got...
That.
Yeah, and then you send it home for your daughter to have...
Yeah, I've written so many and then just don't post them.
Yeah, it's a kind of thing that you want to do. I used to put... When I played like little club venues in England, I used to put on the rider, buy me your favourite film on DVD, and then you just...
Oh, sweet.
Amass a kind of film collection, but then everyone bought me The Notebook, so I've got like...
Did you cry?
I did cry at The Notebook, yeah.
Everyone cries at The Notebook.
No, you know what? The key to my rider is don't ask for anything at all. Like, I'll maybe have like some beers if people come in, but I don't know what I want on the day. Like, on the day, I might be like, oh, like, I'm going to smash it tonight, so let me get loads of tequila in. But if you have tequila every day, then sometimes you don't use it or whatever. So I'll usually have...
So somebody will go out and get it for you on the day then?
Yeah, you'll have a runner that will... You'll be like, oh, I kind of fancy this. So I don't really have anything on the rider apart from one... bottle of wine, which we usually bring with us anyway, and beers for people to drink. And then on the day, if I want to have a party, I'll send a runner out and we'll get a bunch of stuff.
See, I've been trying to like think of things like that kid friendly because I'm bringing my kid on tour, so I've like asked them for like recommendations like of local children's things, but like actually food wise I'm so bored of having dark chocolate and almonds.
You better take the slow cooker and just put loads of vegetables in.
Actually, funny that you say that, because I met Iggy Azalea in Ibiza, and I don't know how we got to, because I like to talk about food. We
what
got talking
about
food.
Were you both doing in Ibiza at the same time?
I don't know.
That is so random.
It was weird. It was a Radio 1 thing, I think.
All right. You weren't
I was asking her about food, obviously. She brings a slow cooker on tour, she said.
She doesn't look like a slow cooker kind of girl to me.
Well, she said she brings a slow
cooker
on tour.
Is that the one with the hair that goes like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure she does a lot more than just flick her hair, though. She's got a lot of hit singles as well. You probably know her hit singles.
No, I don't.
I'm so fancy.
Yeah, I know that.
Mum, we were watching The Voice last night. I'm gonna love you like a black widow, baby.
Oh, is that?
And you went, who is this? Yeah.
Do you know what the we're talking about slow cookers and stuff. Having a Foreman grill, that's my saviour.
Yeah.
I put anything on that.
Tom, would you take that on tour?
No, because we have catering on tour. So there's
I forget, you're megastar.
Well, but we also have
Chris.
Get Chris.
We also have 100 people to cook for, so that's why we got catering. But no,
you have so many people there when it's just you on the stage?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, lots of people joke about this and they go, "Oh, you must clean up on tour and make so much money." It is it is an impressive stage and video screens, and there's lots of people that put that up. We have a lot of people doing the sound. There's a lot of people doing the pedal. It's not just walk on stage with a bit of plywood with strings on it and then play.
Can I ask, actually, both of you, whilst you're here, Cherry, what is your worst table manner? This podcast is called Table Manners. Your worst thing that you hate to see other people do?
Chewing with their mouth open.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, do you know what? I just don't. Oh, no, I got it. Being rude to a waiter.
Oh, yeah. Can't stand it.
Because my thing is okay, maybe the food's not great, but
it's not his fault.
One, it's not his fault. Two, he will fucking do something to your food. Mm. Just wait. I have a friend that went on a first date with this girl, and he is a comedian. He was kind of joking and kind of saying blah 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 to the waiter, and the girl was it just wasn't going down well. And the food came back, and the girl said to her date, she said, "Don't eat that fish. Don't eat that fish. Don't eat it." And he's like, he won't have done anything. It's a posh restaurant. Ate it. And then the next date was her taking him to a hospital to have him checked out. And he caught a disease that you can only catch from human feces. So the moral of the story is, be nice to people.
That's what Annie Mack said. I think Annie Mack said exactly the same as you. Cherry, what's your worst table manner? Oh, my God. Get here.
What do I do? Wait, come on. Come and speak on the mic. What do I do?
Well, Ed has this. He obviously loves some foods, but some he really doesn't like. And you do this thing where you get your plate of food, and then you get all the things that you don't like, and you just put it onto my plate, and then eat all your stuff, and then I'm left with this massive plate of salad that I obviously don't eat, and I have to give it back to the waiter or whatever. Awesome. And then it looks like I haven't eaten my food.
Did you know this?
I thought you liked salad. because sometimes Cherry. Yesterday at dinner, you took one of my tomatoes and said, "Hey, I was going to eat that tomato." So usually, when you go to take tomatoes, that's why I'll give you tomatoes.
It's just the lift and the scrape.
It is.
Okay. Well, now we're talking.
Couples therapy with table manners.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, now we're talking about.
What's Cherry's worst table manner?
Her eyes are too big for her stomach. She will order 15 things, and then I'll have to eat.
Finish it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
I don't have to.
No, I know.
I don't have to, but
you do.
Yeah. But after my three desserts, if there's half a dessert there, I'm not going to let it go to waste.
Oh my God.
Well, I know. I see. I got brought up in a household where you had to finish everything on the plate.
I love that.
Everything. But now I have that where, I mean, Cherry will say where at dinner, where if there's stuff left over, I will just finish it. Right, Cherry?
You can't leave anything.
Yeah, I can't. So if people's chips are left, I'll have to eat the chips. And if someone's
If you don't know them that well.
Oh, well, no.
So it's like...
sometimes we go for dinner with people, and if they haven't finished something, I'll just... I was with your mum the other day, and she didn't touch her profiteroles. And I was trying to be polite, because I thought she might touch them. And I just sat there for 20 minutes being just ask her. Just ask her if she wants them. Just ask her. And then I just turned and was like, Annie, do you want them? She was like, oh, no. So I just devoured.
That's all right. Mother-in-law, that's okay.
You can have half of one if you only want to taste.
I don't think he's three puddings Teddy.
I also just had four sausages and I've got a dinner in an hour.
Let's see how you do. So, Mum, what have we got now?
This is triple threat chocolate brownies.
You are very lucky that Alex...
Oh, mate.
Alex Ware is back in town. He's back from South America.
I don't know what he's put
in. The crunch.
What is the crunch?
The crunch is maybe the munchie.
Oh, mate.
Or a cookie.
He puts could it be a cookie or a munchie?
Do you guys want to try this? This is.
We're just really enjoying you enjoying it, but I'm going to eat some.
I think some, like, mate. I put food as like one of my probably the greatest pleasure in my life. It makes me the happiest.
I thought watches were your favorite.
I like watches, but
you like food over watches.
Yeah, I would much rather eat that brownie than
see
have
what
a watch.
It's like.
Babe, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You did 4 sausages. You're having that.
That's still pretty reserved for me.
Shit, boy. Yeah. He can come back, Mum.
Pretty reserved. Do you know what I love doing is getting a pizza from not like a great pizza, but just like a regular pizza, yeah. Place pizza.
Yeah.
And getting a portion of like kebab shop chips and then putting them on the pizza and then rolling it up like a wrap and eating it. That's pretty great.
Chip butty.
Yeah.
That's like a pizza butty, though. A pizza chip.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty great. You should try it.
I don't think I need to try
Ed,
it.
You're a pig.
I love. You're a dirty eater.
Yeah,
dirty.
No, but we go to some refined restaurants.
Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah. But I love how like
we went to
nothing's
Gordon,
changed.
We went to Gordon like, Ramsay's.
Which one?
The one. I don't know. Like the one. It's called Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
It's like a tiny room, and you
was
get loads
good?
Of little. It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. But like I can go kebab shop or that. But like either one fills me up, so I'm happy.
I mean, what are you going to be eating now that you're trying to kind of be healthier? What will you? Because when you lost all that weight for the Shape of You, I heard that you were just eating chicken.
No, I just had a Foreman grill, so I just have steak, cucumber, chicken, Nando sauce, cucumber.
We should have had cucumber
or
in this.
You go and get a shish kebab, and then instead of getting one, you get 2 large ones, and you eat that with cucumber.
Sounds like a good diet.
So it's mostly protein.
It's just protein. So it's like
yeah, but then I can't not have chocolate, so I'll have to have. I like the Lindor balls.
Oh my god!
Did you get the big round thing for Christmas?
Cherry bought me the big round thing. Yeah,
Waitrose. They had them like they looked like a big sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my
no,
god!
No, I eat them a lot. Although I left the coconut one next to the fire, and it doesn't taste good melted. No.
Ed Sheeran, it's been a pleasure to cook for you. It's been a pleasure to spend the day with you. Thank you so much for taking time.
Thanks
out
for coming. It's kind of flown by.
Yeah, it's gone really quickly.
Should we do a part 2?
Do you like
oh my
it?
God,
and
yes.
And I'll cook for you.
Oh,
okay.
You need to have
season 3, starter
I'll try to
sorted.
Suffolk.
Yeah, well, maybe we could do it in Suffolk.
Oh, mate, yeah. I'll definitely cook for you. And by cook for you, I mean have someone else cook and then I'll pretend.
That's okay. Fine. Whatever.
No, I'll do. Do you know what? I'll make that good pasta.
What's the good pasta?
Do you know I get some Lloyd Grossman's sauce and I get some prawns.
We've all done that, Ben.
And then I cut up loads of vegetables and I fry it all together. And then I pour in probably a whole bottle of Tabasco and a whole bottle of Cholula.
Oh and then, God, so and, then some, like
and then some Encona.
So it's just hot.
No, that's good. It's good. And then the key is once you boiled the pasta, you pour it out and you put it back in the pan and then you put the sauce in with the pasta and then you mix it up and then you grate cheese in it and just let the cheese like melt and stick it all together.
I mean, that's gourmet right there. Thank you so much for being on it.
Thank you.
Thanks, darling.
I mean, I love that he didn't hold back.
Didn't hold back. He didn't eat any potato. But those sausages were particularly good.
I think he thinks if he doesn't eat the potato, then it's going to actually just mean that the 4 sausages
but
didn't mean anything.
You didn't really need potato. I was going to get crusty bread, and you told me, no, do a garlic mash. That's what
did
we
you
need
do a garlic
yes.
mash? I couldn't taste the garlic, I'm not going to
well,
lie.
Well, I'm sorry. I put loads of butter and garlic in.
Well, look, I'm just happy. Ed Sheeran is now on the leaderboard for the most amount of servings. 4 is quite impressive. I don't know who's going to top that. Unless we do tacos one night.
But
we
if you said
tacos.
To me, I'm not going to eat much. Because I'm going out for dinner in a minute.
Sounds
he
like
said,
me.
Just give me a small amount.
That's like me and you.
So I gave him 1 sausage and I felt like a miserable bitch for giving him 1 sausage.
When he asked, I love him though.
Got such an appetite.
He's so sweet.
He's a lovely boy. He's very open and honest and
he's
kind of very bright as
he's
well.
He's a mensch.
Yeah.
He's a mensch.
He's a good boy.
He's just like given me his Sunday and it is the Grammys tonight.
She's a hottie. That ring nearly knocked my eye out.
No.
It was beautiful.
I have to say,
yeah,
this is just constructive criticism.
Every week! What, you don't like that?
No, I thought it was really good. I thought that the sausages could have been fried a bit more so they could have had a bit of a harder skin. That is my only criticism. Do you know what I mean, though, don't you?
I'm rarely lost for words, but I am at the moment. You couldn't have fried them more because they were. It said only fry them for 12 minutes, and I fried them for 50.
I would have liked a little bit more of a texture.
No, but they were thin-skinned anyway because they don't do them like
much
that.
Much like you. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, 5-star, review, whatever you fancy on your favourite podcasting app. The music on the show was created by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners was produced by Cup and Nuzzle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.